Part 2, Unit 16.
A red light for coffee.
Everyone knows a red traffic light means you should stop moving forward. But are they ready for a red dot to tell them to stop consuming caffeine for the day? Following an idea proposed by the Consumer Protection Commission, many coffee shops around the country are now displaying the amount of caffeine in the drinks they offer. The system employs the same color signs used by traffic signals. Green means that the amount of caffeine is lower than 100 milligrams, yellow between 100 to 200 milligrams, and red over 200. Experts suggest that a person's daily intake of caffeine should be no more than 300 milligrams. With the new system in place, consumers will have no trouble keeping track of their caffeine intake, although it is not required by law to display the levels on coffee drinks. Officials say that most coffee shops have agreed to follow the suggestion. Vocabulary. 1. Traffic. The traffic was terrible this afternoon. 2. Forward. Gene moved forward to see what was going on. 3. Dot. The child connected the dots on the paper to make a picture. 4. Consume. Every year, Germans consume more beer than Australians do. 5. Propose. Steve proposed that we go to Penghu for our company trip. 6. Consumer. That cell phone is popular with many consumers. 7. Amount. 60,000 NT is a large amount of money. 8. Employ. This phone employs the same technology as a computer. 9. Daily. Peter works at a daily newspaper. 10. Track. Ruth carefully keeps track of all the money that she spends. 11. Require. Looking after pets properly requires time, money, and patience. 12. Official. Many government officials were at the opening of the science park. 13. Suggestion. I'll give you some suggestions about how to improve your essay after class.